A reading from the book of Sirach. My child, conduct your affairs with humility and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself, the more the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not, and into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches flame, a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire and gloomy darkness, and a storm and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who has invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Humble yourself, the more the greater you are. Genealogy. When I reported to my first assignment, which was part-time as an associate at the cathedral and teacher at Aquinas High School, I wanted to get to know people as soon as I could, and one of the women of the parish I got to know within the first couple months there. And we had a nice visit, and she said, "Well, my family's coming to town, and I would like you to meet them." And I said, "That'd be just fine." When that time came in a gathering, she came with her grandson up to me, and she introduced me to her grandson and told him who I was. And I asked the question, I said, "And where are you from?" He looked at me and said, "My mom." Now, that wasn't the answer I was looking for, but it was a very good answer. It's probably good for all of us to understand, yes, indeed, we are from our mothers. And we see that really kind of a craze that's going on in the United States, trying to find our roots, our genealogy, to see how far back we can go, see how far we can get in the family tree and from where we have come. But our reading today from the book of Sirach tells us to go way back to the very beginning so that we understand from where we have come, from where we are going, and what is important on the way. The first reading today is taken from the book of Sirach, which is located in the wisdom literature of the Old Testament. Sirach was a teacher, and so he wanted to teach his students God, the law, and how to have a happy life. And very early in his book, we have the passage for today where he says, "Conduct your affairs with humility." The word humility is derived from the word humus, which means from the soil. It's a component in the soil. So it tells us that we have come from the earth. So quite naturally, let us go all the way to the back, to the beginning. As God had fashioned Adam, in that second story of creation, a very vivid story, we hear how God took soil from the earth, formed Adam into his image and likeness, and then breathed into him. So we have our roots from the soil. We're very earthly people, you probably could say. The word Adama, which is Aramaic, which also means from the earth, so it's quite natural that the first man, his name would be Adam. Remember your roots, that you are to be humble, because the one who has made you and created you is God. And so we owe our very being, our very essence comes from God himself. Now, the very opposite of humility is pride or conceit. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of that sin, where the very first sin committed was the sin of pride by Adam and Eve. They forgot that God is the one who put them there in that very beautiful garden. Only one thing they couldn't do, but they turned against God. They almost became very selfish and conceited, and they had to pay the penalty and the price for it. No longer were they innocent and could stay in the Garden of Eden. So the author, Sirach, tells his students, be humble. Show your humility before God from where you have come. You have been made and fashioned and created by God himself. And so really into his hands we belong. There are three short scripture passages that helps, I think, understand this passage, which I want to share with you. The first one is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, where he goes to visit a potter as he was commanded by God. God told him, observe the potter and what he does. The potter was trying to make the perfect pot, but there was always a blemish, so he had to start over. God was saying that this is what the people of Israel were like. God was trying to make them a nation, trying to form them to be his people, but they would fight back. This blemish that they would have to start over again. As we know, God's established many covenants. It was because they lacked humility. They were filled with pride. Another passage from Scripture is what we heard in our gospel passage for today, in which Jesus points out to people, he says, look at the people who try to get to the high place of honor. Instead of being humble to go to the lowest place, they want to go to the highest place and want people to know how important they are. He said, what an embarrassment it is when the host will say, please go down to the other end. This is reserved for someone else. So that's why he said, be humble, take the lowest, and be glad if the host will say to you, come up higher, my friend, and have this place of honor. He says, conduct your affairs with humility and be humble. And one of the greatest places and one of the greatest persons that we would find in sacred scripture who was truly humble was the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the Magnificat, as she speaks, as she had visited her cousin Elizabeth, she says out loud, that the Lord will confuse the proud in their conceit and will raise up the lowly. I hear people say to me many a time, things are not like they used to be. And I have to say they haven't. We have changed as a society. And I think one of the things that we have lost is humility, to be humble before God. We like to take things into our own hands and think that we're in command of it. But rather we forget our roots from where we have come. We have come from the earth just like Adam. God has fashioned and made us and continues to mold us in his image and likeness. But many times because of our conceit, our pride, we sin against God. So today as we hear this great virtue of humility, it would hopefully each and every one of us will practice this gift, to be humble before the Lord our God, our Creator, the one who has made us, the one who has fashioned us in his image and likeness. It is he from whom we have come and where we are to go. And we hope when we have finished our life here on earth and return to the soil from which we have come, we hope and pray that God will welcome us to that eternal kingdom, prepared for those who were humble and practiced humility in this life, showing the gift of God and that God was with them and God directed all of us, we hope, to himself.